John chapter 15. Father, we thank you. Amen. Let's see. I love the book of John because it's funny how John, if you pay attention to the Bible, John wrote the Bible, and he always referred to himself as the one that Jesus loved the most. The Bible is great, and I don't think we give it enough credit because we're so religious, and we're so ritual, and we're so traditional, and we call it the good book, and mama told you to read your scriptures. Make sure you read your scriptures before you go to bed. And so it's become so much ritual. Ritual takes the life out of things. Ritual takes the fun out of it. Same old monotone. You know how I'm going to talk. Just imagine if I came here and talked to y'all like this the whole time and I didn't change my voice and nothing happened. And I never inflected and saying there might be something powerful that I'm saying, but because I'm saying it like this, everybody wants to go to sleep, and then I just keep talking like this. I say, amen. Everybody say, amen. But I just keep talking like this. Eventually, y'all going to talk about me. No, y'all ain't got a front with me. Y'all going to talk to somebody, be like, man, I like all them classes, but you know, Brother Montrell, man. The word good, yeah, don't get me wrong, though, but I be so sleepy when I get in there, right? Because it's the ritual. It's the same thing. It's the norm. It doesn't change. There's no inflections. Sometimes our Christian life seems the same way. We go to church, and then we go to church, and we say our prayers, and then we say some more prayers, and then we found a new prayer that somebody put online, and so we got that one. That was going to be the one right there, and then that one, the one, so they sent us another prayer. We put some oil on the prayer, then we put a handkerchief on the prayer, and then we're done. Come on, y'all. And it seems like it becomes monotone, and it becomes a point of what's going on? What are we doing? What's the point of this? Is this really what this is all about? My life being monotone, and that, you know, monotone is like it's no. If anybody in the medical field, you understand when that thing goes monotone, that thing goes beep. That's a wrap. We don't want to do that one. No. We don't want the we don't want the consistency that way. We don't want that. We need it because they showed us some. There's some, what's going on? There's some life. That's how life is sometimes, ain't it? Amen, right? So let it jump, though. All things work together for good, right? Sometimes we don't want to. No, let it jump a little time, because that shows you're still living. And you feel something. When something come up and you got to deal with something, that means we're still here. That means we still can fight, right? I read another class a little while ago, and I'm just reading, living by the book. I live by the book. Like, I make sure that I live as the book. Like, I make sure that I put myself in there. And so as I do that, I see things differently. And I realize that Jesus didn't say, I come that you might have good. He said, I come that you might have life. You see what I'm saying? And it don't always feel good, but it's still life. Huh? How many things came up that didn't feel, but taught you something? Or a thing that didn't feel good, but it seasoned you and made you stronger for the next thing? How many things came up that didn't feel so good, but was able to help you learn how to help somebody else? Are y'all getting me? So we have to break everything that I'm trying to do is trying to break the religious perspective of the Bible. If I can get rid of the religion, and I can get rid of the tradition of it, and I can get rid of your rituals, and for whatever reason, your rules and your regulations, if I can get that, then it can become real to you. Then you can realize some things. The rituals, the rules, the regulations, the restrictions, all those things have been holding you back from the greatness that you are. You're great. Say, I am.
I am.
Come on, say it. Say it loud. Say, I am.
I am.
Great. No. The greatest he that is in you. Yeah, that means I am great. But you just don't know it because you're trying to follow all the rules. See, you don't know that you're great because you think that you're getting greater by doing a bunch of stuff. Y'all get that? Like you think that you're reading your Bible, now you're getting greater. No, you're just reading more about who you really are, who you already are. No, you're already great. Say, I am.
I am.
Great. Come on, say it again. Say, I am.
I am.
Great. You're not going to be, you're great already. You're not going to be any greater after you finish your second year of ministry school and they got your little paper. Now I'm really great. Now, no. You're great. I am. Great. But you just don't know it right now. I realized something the other day, and I told somebody the other day, we're full of it. Everybody full of it. We're full of a bunch of junk. Right? And what you call getting better is really just clearing the mess out. Y'all see the different perspective? What you call I'm getting better at? No. You're just moving a revelation. We're looking for revelation knowledge, right? What's the root word of revelation? Reveal, right? What does it mean for something to be revealed? Uncovered, opened up, something you couldn't see. That's all you got to do is move all that junk in your mind that you've taken in out of religion and ritual and rhetoric and move it out of the way so you can see the real. See, this is the thing. See, rules, religion, and rhetoric, the tradition of men have made the word of God of none effect. Y'all understand what they're saying? If we compare the word of God and we say John 1 says, and the word was made flesh, we're talking about, right, Jesus, right? Then if we put that together and use that formula and see what that is, that means the traditional men have made Jesus in you of none effect. That means greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, but it ain't effective because of tradition, because of religion. You can't fall in love with the truth that you are because you're full of religion. You're still trying to follow the rules. Rules can't make you fall in love, but love will make you follow the rules. Listen to me well. I don't think y'all heard that. No, I don't think you heard that. That wasn't good enough to write down, but you need to go ahead and write it. Yeah. I'll point mine out. Rewind. I'm going to show you which ones you're supposed to write. You get it? You don't. Come on, y'all. Rules. We rules. So now we fell in love because of the rules. No, the rules don't make you fall in love. But your love for another makes you adhere to the. Do y'all understand it? See how we've been working backwards? With studying the word and with coming up as good Christians and coming up with good training in the word, we've been doing it backwards. We've been trying to get somewhere and prove something to somebody when you've already been approved. And so now this is showing you how you've been approved. It's already done. Are y'all seeing it? So now this book. So I got to kill all rhetoric, all religion, all rules, all restrictions. I got to kill that. He who the Son set free is what? Free what? Indeed. I mean, you free in your deeds. In whatever you're doing, you free because the Son has set you free indeed. So you are free. Everybody say, I am.
I am.
Come on, say it louder. I am
free.
All right, so now you have to approach this in freedom. Don't approach the word of God restriction-based first. Are rule-based first, right? Yes, there are some things that he said, oh, don't touch that. Hey, don't mess with that. Hey, don't do that. But it's not because I'm trying to stop you from doing something. I just understand how I set this thing up, right? And the ways of sin is, you get it? What you sow you. So I know how these principles work. So hey, don't touch that. Don't do that. But it's not that I'm trying to, I love you, so I'm giving you that. But it's not instruction first, then love. You get it? For God so loved. He loves you. God loves you. This. So I have to kill religion, rhetoric. They're all blockers. Religion, rhetoric, restriction, ritual. All these things are blockers to you actually having a love relationship with the word that you are. Remember, the Bible's a story about you, right? Are we together on that? So this is not telling you. You'll find out things to do, but it's really telling you who you are. And if you really knew who you were, you would function in a different way. You see, anything that you're not functioning in the way that you want to function is because you don't know yourself. You don't know the truth about you. You get it? But I got to kill because I can, how long y'all been in church? How long you been in church? How many years you been in church? Go ahead. Say your number. Every day. Come on. Forever. Always. Don't remember not being in there. To yesterday, today, and forever, right? Right? So saying all kinds of stuff, right? Like we've been here for a minute, right? And it's very easy to fall into the rigmarole. Huh? It's very easy to fall into the floor of things. You know when to stand up, you know when to sit down. You know when to pray loud, you know when to pray low. We be at prayer, they know when everybody's slowing down a little bit in prayer. Y'all know it, come on. If you go to work life, you know when you're in prayer, when everybody's slowing down a little bit, now it's time to stand up with your paper. Like we know, like, like everybody got their thing. You know, like we know. And so it's real easy to get into the flow. Y'all remember GroupMe? Huh? You was reading just so you could turn it in. Because you knew somebody was going to check you if you did, right? I ain't turning it. If y'all don't know, we had a GroupMe. The whole church was on a little app called GroupMe. So we was sending out scriptures and our prayers. And it worked good. It was good for consistency. I ain't going to lie. It was. But then after a while, I was like, hey, hold on now. You checking me about my prayers and everything, right? Like, so somebody said, hey, I ain't got your stuff in. You ain't read the scriptures today. You ain't. Come on, y'all know it. And it was cool. It was cool. But, and I remember sitting at the table. Then the apostle called me. I was sitting at the table. He said, okay, say, son. I said, yes, sir. He said, send a message to everybody. Tell them it's over. We're done. We done ran the course with the group me. Now make sure you just keep on praying and keep reading because we done some training. I remember that day. And everybody was, amen. Yes, sir. This is the quickest answer I ever got back. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Apostle, we love you. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 And some people lying like, oh, I like you lying. You know you want to. Right? But it was, we had to, it's good. But then it's, the heir, you remember, right? The heir, as long as he's a child, different nothing but a servant. Though he be Lord of all, right? But it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. So there is some training. I'm not saying there's no training in there. But you got to understand that love first, then train you, and then it shows you real love. You get it? See, it starts off, okay. Let's go here. I think this is the right place. I think it's the right place I want to go. Come on. Let me see. I got to make sure I got the. First John, not the book of John, but First John, chapter 4, and I don't need you to know your scriptures right now. I just need you to hear what I'm saying. That's another problem, too. We know our scriptures, and so you miss what God may be trying to tell you, something fresh and something new, because you know something already. You know, knowing is a trick, boy. Knowing and what you know, I told my last class, that tree in the garden in the beginning, the tree of what? Knowledge of good. It sounds pretty good, though. That don't sound bad, huh? Sound like you eat off of it. We done ate off of it. They had a sign and say, well, I would like to know what good and evil. Although you never heard evil before. You didn't know what it was, but it's like, I would like the knowledge of something. Knowledge ain't bad, right? We'd have been tearing that fruit up. Right? Instead of killing yourself. Instead of knowing a bunch of stuff and never living your life. See, let me tell you something. I gotta say this, Animal Planet buff. It's the same time, Darius, 33 again. I'm Animal Planet dude, and so I watch a lot of animals. And if you watch animals, you understand creation. And you understand they do things just off of just being. That nobody don't talk to them, ain't nobody teaching them nothing, ain't nobody saying nothing. It's just like, okay, it's time. And I watched a lot of animals, watching the moose the other day, and the moose got the antlers, but they got fur on the antlers at first. You don't really know that stuff because you be seeing them grown already. But he got fur on there, and there's a certain time when he matures and it's time for him to find a mate and everything. Now he had to scrub it, and he got to scrape it, and he got to be bleeding. It's bleeding. Well, we don't want to go through nothing. We don't want to go through no transition. Transition got a little blood, a little scrape sometimes with, hey, man. But he had to scrape it off, and then that's when the antlers are like, but nobody tells him, hey, Mr. Moose, now it's time. You graduated school, now it's time to scrape your antlers. They just do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it. And so in life, I find out how the flow is. I find out that they just live. It's a circle of life, right? Like it's the way life goes. Eagles, you know, it come time for, you know, little eagle to fly. It's time to fly, little brother, right? So we start taking the pads off. Now you can't sit over there no more. No, start taking the pads and making it comfortable. Tell you where you can't sit them there no more. Now it's time to jump. Mama know it's time to jump. Mama know when it's time. She know when it's time to take it. It's time to jump. And she don't do no training lesson. Let's go fly class. No. You got the wings. Get out there. Right? And for some reason, the eagle just start flying. And Mama knows it already. And I was telling her, see, because knowledge is good and evil, what we would do is we would go to flight school. We get a book on flying. We got all the utilities. We got everything we need already. But we're going to go get a degree on flying. Right? We're going to go get a book on flying. We know the whole book, but can't fly. Huh? We know everything about flying and to tell other people about flying. You're preaching somebody about flying. Ain't flew a day in your life. Because it's the knowledge. Because you think you know something. Now, the John 5:39 is perfect about this. Search them scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. It doesn't mean you don't search them, but you got to realize what's the end game. See, if you don't realize what's the end game, then you'll never get to the end game. Like if you don't realize what the end game is, you never get to the end game. Are y'all hearing me? Y'all not hearing me? If you don't realize what the end game, you never get the end game. You just know all you know right now. 1 John 4:4, the scripture, greatest. You know where that scripture at, and you know how to quote it, but you don't know it. You don't know it yet, right? So you know about it, but you ain't got it yet because you got to know the end game. You got to know who we talking about. We got to know that Jesus is the end of that road. Y'all get what I'm saying? So it's very, very easy. That's why I'm saying rules and rhetoric and religion, why we got to kill it. Because it's very easy to think that you know. How many scriptures you know? Come on. Somebody quote a scripture. Go, quote one. Quote a scripture. Okay, living by the book. Don't. All right, y'all play with me. All right, watch it be. I'm going to be an in person. Come on, go, quote it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go look at it and make sure you're saying the right words. Got it. Come on, somebody else give me another. Come on. Yep. And every time I hear that, I'll be thinking, span out the rod, span out the rod. All right, right, go. Come on. Come on, good one. Come on. Yeah, there we go. Come on. There it is. Come on. Yep. Yep, come on. Don't let her get the whole Bible now. Come on now. Oh, look, she gone now. Y'all better jump in. Come on. Huh? Without faith, apostle, please God, what? Uh-huh. Everlasting life. Come on. Y'all got something, anybody who hadn't said nothing? Come on. Come on, say it. All right, come on. Jesus wept. Ah, good one, good one, good one, good one, good one. Say it again. All right, come on. All right, and then I might, okay, say it again, go. Yep. She's about to keep going because you got there. Yeah, right. That's good. And that's good. We're gonna do some more of that because I see we need to do some more of that. Amen. Because, amen. My father made us remember a lot of scripture. I remember Mark 11:23-24, boy. I remember I was sick, boy, but I felt bad. He said, you better quote 1 Peter 2:24. Right, who is on himself bad? I see nobody on the truth being dead. Right, he had made me quote that thing, boy. I had to pray for myself. Lay hands on yourself, son. I used to be in school, and I called him. My stomach hurt, and I want somebody to come pick me up. And he would pray with me over the phone in the office. He'd be like, "Put your hand on your stomach in the name of Jesus." I'm embarrassed in the mug. Everybody, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And I go back to class. And I already told all my friends I was going home, so now I feel played. But he put that word in there. But I, you know, even knowing those scriptures, sometimes you don't know them. See, the scripture, for it to become alive, has to be connected to a life. You make the scripture alive. You get it? By living it. And so I can prove it. If we really say it for a while, we can quote scriptures for days. And we can go on and on the scriptures that we know. Right? But it's not about those things. I can quote scriptures all day long. We can quote scriptures all day long. But where's the power? Right? You ever ask that? Where's the power? And then sometimes we be asking God, God, what happened? What about you asking the wrong person? God, you need to talk to yourself. God, what happened? You're talking to the wrong person. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And it's the whole time it's telling you who you are. So now we got to get past. We got to get past what you thought you was doing when you was reading the Bible. It's you even think you're deep when you're studying. You thought that was next level. Like, yeah, some people be reading, but I be studying. I don't care about your studying. Y'all get it? I'm saying that for a reason. I got to break down some barriers in your mind about what you think you're doing. Nobody cares about your studying. What about romancing? What about relationship with the word? Huh? What about spending time? You always talking about spending time with the word and you'll understand the Lord. You don't even know his love language because you don't know his love language. You don't even know how he speaks because you ain't spending time with his words. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? And not out of ritual. Not because he's going to be mad at you. He ain't mad. He ain't upset. He's not angry with you. He's not going to slap you down. He's not going to deny you the next blessing. How many things God came through for you on and you didn't have a scripture on it? Come on, your salvation, you ain't no scriptures. Right? Right, so it's not that he ain't got no problem. He ain't got no problem. What God is trying to say is, look, this is you. This is what you look like. You don't know what you look like. This is what you look like. Look in there and find out what you look like and act accordingly. You get it? And he's doing it because he loved 1 John 4. I think it's the verse I'm trying to get to is verse 10. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. Y'all see that? Not that we love God. It's not about your side to him. It starts off with him to you. Not that we love God, but that God loved us. Right? And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. You jump over to verse 17. Verse 17, I'm going to read through. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, what it says? Whoa. As he is what? Whoa. Where? So as he is, this is how love is made perfect. As he is, so are who? In his word. Now see, you got to rectify that. Now we don't spend time with that. What's wrong with us then? See, I don't need to be talking about anything else until I find out what that is. We need to be having no discussion about nothing. No more prayer. What's wrong with that right there? As he is, so are we right now in this world. All right? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So why are you so scared of God? This fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19, you read. Ready, read. Come on, read it. Verse 19. We love him because what? So there's no love for him without him having love for us first. So this whole thing does not start off with your love. It starts off with his love, right? So that means that as much as you're trying to love God, it only comes from the love of God that already came for you. Are y'all seeing that? So he started it. Come on, you said he started it, right? He started it. There was nothing that comes from us without knowing that he started it first. All right, go back to John, John chapter 15, the book of John. Jesus makes this claim in John, I want to start with chapter 14, let's see. John chapter 14, verse 23. And there's so many places I can go in this chapter, but I don't. No, verse 15. Y'all see verse 15? Read it. Read it again. Read it one more time. Now, that hit me earlier. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That goes right there. We only love God because he first loved us. Let me put these together for you. You have to understand that the commandments, I'm not talking about the 10, just what Jesus, when he's saying right here, further on, he says it again, if you love me, you keep my commandments, right? And my Father will love you. What he's trying to get you to understand is that this is a love thing. This is not a work thing or a ritual thing. This is not a rule thing or a rhetoric thing or a message thing or a sermon. It's a love thing. That's why he says, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Like if you love me, you keep the love I gave you already. Are y'all understanding me? We only love God because what? How does he first love us? He sent who? His son, what's his name? He's the word of God. Oh, so he sent the word in the flesh. So this word is him loving us first. You ain't never thought of it like that. Don't lie to me up in this. Don't lie to me. You ain't never thought, you ain't, pick up my Bible, because God loves me, so let me go read this word. No. I just want to make sure he's not mad. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Let me make sure that, because my faith is not going to work if I ain't got enough. Although faith works by what? Oh, no, we got to live by the book. Oh, I'm going to do some scripture. Faith works by what? But you, all of it work by, but you still doing your ritual for something else. Y'all get it? Look, let me tell you something. Y'all listen to me right now, it's simple. Right? If y'all listen to me right now, it's simple. Yield. From what the word is going to yield to, it'll change it tonight. It'll get to the point to where, I know we say that stuff. I don't even want to put the word down. You lying. You be watching TV and stuff like that. You lying. Right? Come on, amen. Come on. But it gets to a point if you understand the point. If you understand the love story that the Bible is. From front to end, it's a giant love story. Well, it's not front to end instruction. They got some instruction there. Because I love you, I'll give you instruction, but I don't lead off with the instruction. I lead off with. You get it? See, your perspective becomes your perception. Your perspective becomes your perception, and it'll determine your reception, like what you receive. See, just because God loves you doesn't mean you receive his love. Huh? Fully receiving it. Reception. And now your perspective, the way that you stand towards this thing, like the way that you approach the word of God determines what your perception will be. Your perception becomes your world. And so now you can see God as a dictator. God as a judger. Has there been judgment before? Yes. Right? Had there been instruction before? Yes. But that's not what he leads off with. God is, the Bible even said God is. And you call the word of love. That's a good one. Y'all can write it. Y'all can write that one down. Type down for me, Darius. Okay, one of y'all can text it to me. I keep it because it's the word of love. God is love, right? Love is God. God is love. So now it's the word of love. Can I interchange those words? Is God love? I can't hear y'all. Is God love? Yes. Is love God? Yes. So can I? Is the holy written love of love? And so now you're not having an estranged relationship. You're not having this estranged relationship with your Father. You get it? You're not having this employee relationship. You're not having this master-servant relationship. Are you understanding me? Inside of sonship is servanthood, but inside of servanthood ain't always the revelation of sonship. Are y'all hearing? So You are a son. So them give you power to become the sons of God. He didn't say the servants of God. We've been so busy trying to serve God, we haven't been sonning him. Like, we haven't been being like the son. We haven't been passing him out and in showing other people that they are sons. Because we've been so busy trying to serve because we have an estranged relationship with our father. We don't really know him that well. We don't really talk to him like that, because, and even when we talk to him out of guilt or fear or want. Are y'all hearing me? Come on, y'all know it. Can we say amen? What happens? Because of our approach, because we're not quite sure how he feels about us. I know we say the scriptures, but we're not quite sure about how he feels about us because we have not spent enough time in the word of love. The word of the Father. Right? You see the difference? God, the Father, though. It's your Father. So Jesus referred to him many times, more times than others, as Father. Because he understood. You get it? So now when you are you gonna do your devotion tomorrow? Right? That's what we call it, right? Huh? You are devotion. I am. Say, I am devotion. Right? But when you do whatever you call it, right? You get home tonight. Just take a little time and like deal with yourself before you begin to read. Y'all hear me? But before you begin to try to conquer the scriptures. I read 3 chapters today. Nobody cares. Deal with yourself. Deal with your approach. Deal with your perspective and how you're looking at it. Kill everything else that ain't love. All right? Kill all the other that's not saying, you know what? I need to see what love is saying about me. Oh, how he loves us. We sing the songs all day long, right? Yeah, this whole thing, even the negative things that are in there are showing us the love of God and how he let us bounce back. Y'all, let me show you something about the Bible. You know them little books that we don't preach? You know the little books and the little names? It'd be like such, such, and such, such, and such, such. We won't preach them because they don't last long enough to preach them, right? Like the little books. At the beginning of all those books always said, and the word of the Lord came to the prophet and whoever that book was, because the children of Israel messed up at the end of the chapter before that. Kept. I don't know. Listen. I just need the ground to open up one time. I don't need to. Listen. Ground open up. A puppy. Look, listen. Anybody. I'm walking straight. I ain't no. Huh? Huh? No, I can't hear y'all because I'm listening to the Lord. Huh? No, don't talk to me. No, I'm not looking over there. Huh? One time. Ground, they got ground opening up, lightning coming, people burning, like all kind of stuff. They need people still was acting a fool. Still was doing things on their own ways. Are y'all understanding me? And here come God to send somebody else to you. And here come God to send somebody else to you. Well, that ain't love. I don't know what it is. You remember, you know the greatest story of love, one of the greatest stories of love behind, like, Jesus, gospel of the world? You know the story about Hosea? Y'all know the story about Hosea. Y'all think y'all know the story about Hosea. You know Hosea and Gomer, huh? Y'all think, that's talking about us. That's the greatest love story in the Bible. It don't sound like it, huh? Because she's a hoe. Hosea, go over there and get your wife from over there. No, I don't want them over there, God, because I know how they are. No, get your one from over there with a harlot hat. Go get your one from over there. Jose will be to go get him one. Right? And he did right by. He loved her. She's sneaking out at night. Keep going. She going back to her life. And she having kids with other people. You quit. You done. Where is the love? You done. Lord, this ain't it, Lord. Nah, Jesus. This ain't it right here, Jesus. I can't, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of. Keep coming back. Go get her. He told Hosea, go get her. Hosea, just get on the horse. And he bring her back home, clean up everything all right. She done snuck out again. Go get her. Bible's a story about the scripture said, for God so loved. No, he's so loved. He had a little extra oomph on that. I so loved y'all that I keep sending these prophets to talk to you. I don't know. We can't see the love. We can't see the love because we didn't preach this love. We saw everything else. And we're trying to do the right thing. Right? We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to do good. Right? And we miss out on the love because we don't see it that way. The whole thing from the beginning. Abraham was messing up. Abraham lied and said that wasn't his wife. Because he was scared. And then God that talked to him out of the sky told him, everything is yours. And he did everything he said he was going to do for him. And you got scared. You in fear. That means you didn't realize the love. Then he's still making the father of the nation. He didn't revoke his fatherhood. No, you can't be the father of nations no more. Nope. I still put you in place because I love you. Come on, which store you want to go to? Which one you like? There's love and all that. There's always something happen. And God said, I don't care about that. Get up. Dust it off. I love you. Oh, the power in us because we don't know about the love. So we can't function. We function a perfect love. The scripture in 1 John says it. The perfect love casts out fear. Right? So if there's fear in there, you're not walking in the perfect love. You don't even know what that looks like. You get it? And so we don't function. We don't bring deliverance. We think we're ministering because we're talking to people. No, ministry means passing something out. The word ministry, when I look it up, the real definition, the original word of ministry means to hand something out. It's not your message that you preach. It's handing something out. But I cannot hand. Right? Oh, no. And it's not even that you haven't been handed, but you hadn't received the hand. So, down line. Boom. He said, I'm going to do it this time. But God so loved the world that so now he said, I'm going to send me down there. Right? I'm going to send my only, I don't know how much more I can show you that I love you. How else did I show you I love you but giving you my? And then he said it, my only. He said, I got three of them here. You can take this one. No. I'm trying to make a point. This is love. Herein is love. Herein, let me see Bob real quick. Herein, there's nothing else. You'll find some ways to do things, right? So, and that's good, but you find them in love. See, love enables the way. Love enables you. Faith works your faith. Faith is an action, right? You act and believe on the word. Walk in faith without. Faith works by love. So if you don't have a revelation, it doesn't matter what you read out of here, what principle you write down, what outline you get, what prayer you've been praying, all this stuff. If you have not broken yourself down to realize that this is all about the love of God, faith will be in vain because you don't know where it starts off at. So all your prayers, all your confessions, all these different things will fall dead to the ground because they have not been empowered by love. So I need to kill all that religion in you. I need you to kill all the ritual in you. I need you to do it. I need you to kill it, crucify it, kill it. So that when your approach, the love that is in you will meet the love that is in you. I'm trying to talk to religion. But you just don't know. Like you covered up and you don't know it. There's a revelation of love in there. And it's not a pill that you already got. It's not something you're gonna get from somewhere else. You already got it. Every empty space inside of you, every place that you feel like you've been wounded, every place that you feel like hadn't been fulfilled in you, every resentment, right? All those different things. We got, man, amen. I know we do. See, all those different things, the remedy for those things are not on the outside of you, they're on the inside. And you don't need that a man had to teach you. The scripture says you don't need a man. Yeah, nobody got to teach you love. It's in there already. It's your nature. It's what your DNA is made of. Right? And so even when you're reading, right, it's expressing who you are. It's expressing your true nature. You'll fail miserably trying to do the rules. Have we failed miserably, haven't we? Y'all don't want to raise your hand. He raised his hand. Y'all be playing with me. Trying to do all the rules and all the rhetoric and all the water. And we might do a little better, but we failed miserably trying to do it because we've been trying to do that instead of being that, right? And the only way you be it is understanding the love. I don't really need to go to too many other places. You need to understand. And we say this, but I need you to understand that this whole holy written word is about this. God loves you. And he's never going to change his mind. What can separate us from the love of God? Y'all right? That's in there, ain't it? The love of God. There's nothing that you can do that will separate you from the love of God. And from the beginning, all the way to the end of that scripture, he's talking love to you. If we just get lost in the love. If we would just get lost in the love that is. Knowing it for the love story that it is. It's not, it just, love ain't just in 1 Corinthians 13. Y'all know 1 Corinthians 13, huh? The love chapter, right? Right? We call it the love chapter. Y'all, we didn't fix that tonight, huh? All the chapters are the love chapter. Even the one when there's some rebuke. I'm catch a whoop when I was younger. I'm doing this because I know you don't. I never said it out of my mouth. I had no fronts, but I'm saying, I'm not understanding. They whooped me, like, I'm crying. I'm like, what? And I'm doing it because I love. And then it's worse when they tell you they're doing it because they love you before they do it. Now I'm doing this, rapping the bell. I'm doing this because I love. No, you don't love me. If you love me, go put it up. If you really love me, don't do this. Right? But there's some training inside of love, right? But if we only, okay, I'll give you, are you ready? What you was reading the Bible before? Before we knew there's a love story, right, that we learned tonight? What you was reading it for? Come on, y'all be honest with me. What you reading it for? Trying to get some love? What you reading it for? Because I wanted to, right? I wanted to learn the Bible? Yeah, right, now just, come on, what you want to learn? Come on. You learn the Bible. See, a lot of people learn the Bible. You got to learn you. Get it? Now, I'm with you. That's good. That's good because you're learning you. Identification. If you're trying to prove something to God didn't ask you. He didn't ask you. No, listen. He know you already. He know you in. He know the number that has on your head. He know you in and out already. You ain't going to impress God. Right? You're not going to impress God. Just be in love. Just be in love with me. I love you like you are. Like you are. That's it. So break it. But this whole class about the love. I don't know. Nothing else. You love me, keep my command, but I can't love him and keep his commandment until I understand that. That's him loving me first. He ain't angry. He ain't mad. He got 300 this week. He not doing it. You all right? He's checking off. He up there. All right, they didn't rip. No, he's not doing it. What you do with people that you love? No. I got to do with love. Y'all know that, right? You just like lead up to love. No, it don't. Like ain't got nothing to do with love. You can love somebody and not like them very much. What do you, how do you treat people that you love? What? No, you rush. You rush through with the people that you love, huh? You don't rush. Let's hurry up and talk. Get off. Hurry up. No, you, and you want to stay there forever. Look at you. Look at you. Now look at your study time. Come on, let's get this done, Jesus, now. We got to get out done for the day.